Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. 76-year-old Gerald Hart of Double Hart Farms, just south of Corbin in Whitley County, is retired from the Soil Conservation Service, but long before that, he began vegetable production and a roadside market operation.
My farm consists of about approximately 135 acres. We have about 10 to 12 high tunnels and greenhouses. And we raise about 20 acres of other vegetables, a whole variety of vegetables.
Hart stays busy all year long, but these days the daily focus is roadside sales.
Yeah, we're open Monday through Friday from about 9 o'clock till we sell out or around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And we start seeding our vegetables in December, and we wind up with our pumpkins in the fall. So we're busy just about year-round, either repairing or getting stuff seeded or repairing greenhouses and working on something.
Double Hart Farms is considered a community resource, very popular.
We are on the U.S. 25W, and we get visitors from all over. Last year we had two from Israel, and we have them from all over.
Hold that thought on special visitors. We'll be right back.
Hey race fans, I'm NASCAR driver Kenny Wallace here to say that I'm a fan of ethanol. My race car runs on an ethanol blend, and I also make the personal choice to use American ethanol when I fill up my family cars. And with a wife and three daughters, I'm glad to know something as simple as choosing ethanol means my family is supporting family farmers. Ethanol is a high-performance fuel. It's good for the environment, it's good for the economy, and it's good for my heart because I know supporting an all-American product is the right thing to do. American ethanol, American-grown, American-made, powering NASCAR.
Back to those visitors at Double Hart Farm in Whitley County. Recently, one has been seen on the back of the farm, a black bear.
Yeah. Neighbor's been seeing a bear over there, and I have a partner on my beans. She's responsible for all the beans and the pickers, and I told her my neighbor saw a bear outside of the house down here the other day, and I went and told the ladies were picking beans, and they all got scared up.
Really, the bear, he says, has been no problem at all. He adds they've had good experience in marketing efforts.
We're real fortunate. I'm a member of the Farm Bureau Market Group and a member of the Kentucky Proud Program, and everybody's been exceptionally cooperative and good to us.
And Gerald Hart and several other roadsiders will be featured in the July issue of Farm Bureau News. Check it out at kyfbnewsroom.com. That's kyfbnewsroom.com. Those probably available beginning next week. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.